Well, hello people, Solo Man here. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of being told what to do by the government. There is a big difference between governing a country and controlling it. And if you notice, they're using one scare tactic after another, because we're all supposed to be in some worry state and worry about our future and the future of our children and so on. And of course, when the pandemic hit, that was beautiful for them. They brought new laws in to control us. And you think those laws are going to go away? Of course they're not. And maybe the younger people don't even notice, but I'm an older person and I know the way it used to be. No, the governments have got far too big and got their noses stuck in all facets of our lives, even in the bedroom. And I know young people won't remember this type of thing, but when I was a younger man, say you wanted to go see a film at the cinema. Well, you check what's on, and you decided whether you wanted an action film, a sci-fi film, whatever you wanted to watch, you would be able to find it, because there were loads of films running. Not like in today's world where you just get maybe one film and it's hyped way over the top and that's all you hear about is that film. And then it comes. It's either good, bad, or bloody terrible. And then it's the next film a big hype about. That's about how it goes, isn't it? But most of the governments in the world are always promoting doom and gloom, backed up by the media, of course. Why? Because if you're worrying all the time about your future, you're not thinking about what's really going on. And then they can grab a little bit more of your freedom. I mean, let's be honest, whatever country you're in at the moment, do you actually feel free? And there is a big difference between my generation and the next generation and the generation after that. And I think you can see it, can't you? In my day, we were taught that working hard to succeed and be a good person with good values. But the younger generation of today thinks they're owed something for some reason. And of course, in my day, you used to save up and buy something. Younger generation just gets it anyway and puts it on the drip. And most of them are living way above their means. They don't seem to understand that somebody, sometime, will have to pay. And I believe the future looks kind of bleak when these younger people get older. And of course, it wouldn't be a video of mine, I guess, if I didn't talk something about femons. So I'll put a link to the story down below. This is such a sweet wee thing she is. Now, this wonderful femon, of course, has an OnlyFans account, of course. We know what that is. That's stripping off for money and attention. And she's also a vegan activist. And she's also classed as an influencer. But of course she's classed as a model, because they all femons are classed as models. All they do is put a bikini on, take a picture and put it on Facebook or whatever, and they're a model. Anyway, this sweet femon went to a horse racing venue. But not to watch the horse racing, of course. She was there to grab as much attention as she could. She started yelling about how many horses are killed on the racetracks every year. I mean, do these femons just sit around thinking about what they can trouble they can cause somewhere? Now, they always mask it as some other reason, another good cause, but really it's just to get attention and to cause drama. Now, people know about horses, I'm sure. They're very big animals and they have very thin legs to carry them, which works very well. But usually if a horse breaks its leg, it never will heal properly and it will not carry that weight anymore. Men in the wild, when it happened, they either just starved to death or killed by a predator. Maybe this vegan activist, for OnlyFans that is, should maybe go talk to, say, a veterinarian. Men understand why they put horses down when they break their leg or become badly injured. I mean, I myself, being a grown-up man, think it's a sad thing, but I fully understand it. But then again, you see, I have a brain that actually works. Now, this is just a guess, but I bet this femon doesn't have a steady man. But it's the typical femon way, is yelling loudly and causing trouble to try and force what she wants onto other people by bullying, not by an intelligent discussion. Oh no, apparently if you're not a vegan, you're an animal abuser. And that a horse's race life is only about 2 to 3 years. I mean, obviously it's when the horse is in its prime. And she better watch out too, 'cause her time is limited. The wall is coming for her as well. I've heard a lot of crazy stories coming out of Australia, actually, about feminists there. And you can't have a discussion with these crazy feminists, either. All they do is yell and scream and act crazy. I don't know, maybe their medication has run out. But I do believe that people are getting tired of these crazy screaming Karens. If that's the only way they can get attention, I feel sorry for them. Actually, I don't. And if you took them to a psychiatrist or something and they had a talk with them, they would be found to be something like mentally ill of some sort. Because, let's be honest, no normal person acts in that way. But for some reason, society and the media has accepted this behavior as sort of normal. And it's not normal, is it? This femon has big issues. Anyway, I gotta go shopping down the old grocery store, the big one. But I treat it like a game because I try and avoid all femons everywhere. Because most of them are all crazy princesses, aren't they? And the trouble is that they don't really understand is that people aren't listening to them anymore, are they? And what they don't understand is they've kind of become the laughing stock of society. The crazies. No, femons are becoming more and more obsolete in society every day. Anyway, guys, you stay out there and stay safe. And remember, there's a crazy in every femon trying to get out. I think us men are in a great place right now, you know. Being single and unattached used to be called bachelor and was kind of looked upon a bit frowny-like. But now it's advantageous. Men can see the pluses of being single and not being hitched. And they're leading more fulfilling lives and fulfilling their potential and not being suffocated by the femon or turning into a henpecked husband. We are really, actually, free. It is a great feeling for sure. Thank you, feminists. Take it easy, guys.